sort of Tver Shlema comes out Mardik Yisot from Tver Shlema in this week's parasha. I mean, Tzidua, the Svarim say that Bilam is a Noshim Boilea. Bilam is a Noshim Boilea. Another word, he's a Pelel Nekazach Bilam. On one hand, he's a Chumrius. He was Mamish the lowest of the lowest. He was Baalach Al Chamoiro. He was Mamish the. So Cheney was Masig, he's a Pelel Nekazach, right? The pshat is it's very shlem. It's around the Indian. The whole parasha turning second. It comes out. It came out with a marid gesloka. That the pshat is a result. I think a result. Bilam was lashon b'leia. In other words, he was the ambassador of the whole world to be b'leia hailing in the tzitzis. The whole world is a mess, right? Because this is full of tzitzis being in the nivla by the goyim, and Klal Yisrael's avoid is to bring them all back. The Gemara says the goli Yisrael ela kadishi toisvulem geira. Avoid it to make gerim. Where do you find such an avoid for kids? When they come, you throw them away. Some kaddish you place them again to make gerim. Where do we see this avoid of making gerim? The Torah says that there's a lot of mitzvotes of kedusha that are lying by the umas oilam. Those mitzvotes have to come back into Klal Yisrael. And that's what it means. Netoisim gerim means bring all the mitzvotes back. Some people taka the netzitz comes back by them becoming gerim, and some people the netzitz comes back and then they go back to where they belong. They're goyim. They're going with the Yiddish hergeshim, so take the hergeshim out and go away. Some, because there's different types of netzotzes.
They take it out without making them again.
Oh, there's different types of bechlal netzotzes. Some netzotzes are mamish netzotzes that have to become gay, not moshul. If you need marriage, it's chas v'shalom a goy, a shiksa. So their child is a goy. Or he had a Yiddish father, or a Yiddish grandfather, what's the difference? A Yiddish great grandfather. You've got Epsi Yiddish and Hashama. So, but those goyim, when the Nitzitz is Nisoyra, they'll become a Ger. And you'd mamish find that by certain Gerim, that, you know, that their grandfather, or their great grandfather, somebody was Jewish. More than one Ger in England that you know, trace back, and he comes from Eden, but he was a goy gomer and he became a Ger. And then there's another type of Zach where. You know, a Yiddish kehillah, so the goy starts giving tzedakah to Yiddish kehillah, he feels up to certain. There's many ways how you can get out of nitzitz. And then you get out of nitzitz and he goes back to where he belongs. So pshat is the bizman shebisamikdash kayom. Yeah, so what would have happened? Who would have been out of those gerim? How can you say Klaus went into Golis to be a covered gerim? And if they wouldn't have been chayten, they wouldn't have gone into Golis? So what would have happened? Well, how would have done? Teretz says, Kedush and Bisamikdash would have sucked in. The oynish was. You have to go to Golis to be mekabel those insights. Over when the Beis Hamikdash was b'sifarto, and Israel was shurim al admosom, so then the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael and the kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash that was sucking them all in. You didn't keep to that kedusha, the chol Beis Hamikdash. Now you have to go and get them yourselves. That's the nekuda. In the midbar, the Klal Yisrael mechinas b'sifarto, the Mishkan, choinim around the Mishkan. They were mamish makabes and tzoytzes. So Tefer Shalom says, why was Vayoga moyov mipnei ha'om ki ravu? Vayoga tzmoyov mipnei b'mitzol. Tefer Shalom says, yiravu as you do, and there's reish beis netzoytzes. Right? There's originally repach netzoytzes. Yosef Atzadik in Mitzrayim was the second reish beis. That's why Yaakov says, ki yesh lishbar bar b'mitzrayim, bar is reish beis. And then when Yosef is alive, Yaakov says, rav oid b'ni Yosef chai, meaning, that he could, I see he's alive, he's mekabetz in etzoytzes. Because what's usually mekabetz in etzoytzes? Midas ha'yesod. Midas ha'yesod is chas v'shalom that can be poilet in etzoytzes to the umas ha'olam. So it's midas ha'yesod that has to be goyim all in etzoytzes to come back. So they also went down to Mitzrayim to cover the rage base in etzoytzes. Right? And Yaakov thought, oivai, midas ha'yesod works either way. It's either boilet in etzoytzes or it's chas v'shalom poilet in etzoytzes. So we didn't hear from Yosef. The Torah of Yosef, and you know from the pasuk of Torah, right? In this week's parasha as well, of Am Kalavi Layishkov Ad Yochel Teref. Teref is Repach with one letter, with a koil. Teref is Oisus Repat, right? Which is Repach with a koil. Torah of Yosef means that all the netzoitz is for keret. He's probably chas v'shalom had been yoyred, and all the netzoitz is. She was supposed to be gathered for care. They took his netzoses. He was poyled to them chas v'shalom. Obo, when he heard that Yosef is chai, egla rufa, etc., Torah, and then he heard the for care, Rav oid bini chai. Yotze Tzadik Mitzvah, there's Rapach to begin with. Rav, what's Rapach minus Rav? 85. 85 is the Gematria of Elikim, because Elikim is the Hastor of Teva, Elikim is the Gematria of Teva. So that's the remainder of the Netzoites that are left for us to be Moira. The Elikim of Teva, that's must be the rest of the Netzoites. That's the void of Mirror Netzoites. So Pshat is, the first one is Vayokot, Vayogot Moira, Pnea Om. You realize that Klal Yisrael is being belea back again, all the Netzotis that are nuclear for Klal Yisrael. So Vayogo Mipnei Yisrael, meaning that Emorim are becoming Yisrael. That's how he touches the Apostle. The Apostle, you'll see the Apostle in time. The Kutsu Mipnei Bnei Yisrael means that they were making Bnei Yisrael. The Bnei Yisrael were making more and more Bnei Yisrael. Make more ways, he was losing out. He was much more of a Russia than Bilam. Bilam was a Russia, but he wanted to die. Balak hated Kaisel much more because he was the king, he was losing his people. He was losing his nation. And that's the Russian why you could flu in the Bnei Yisrael. So Pshatis, that's why he hides. It comes out, that's why he hides Bilam. Bilam is what? He's Balea. He's the koyach of being Balea Yiddish in the Tzotzis. He was so matzliach, he became such a high asogus. A man like Bilam, somebody asked him, how could Bilam didn't become a Yid? He says, how pele, such a hecha asogus. He saw everything, he's a hecha asogus. Teretz is because his goof was such a low taiva, such a low of the lowest. So he had mamish two nekudas over. So Bilam, but Balak wanted. Chayisah shouldn't be Berlea anymore, and it's like the kids. They should be on top. They should be pilot. So who does he have to hire? He has to hire Bilam, because Bilam is the one who's matzliach to be Berlea the Yiddish and it's always either kibolei kachpoltoi. It's either a pilot or you're Berlea. Either you're pilot or you're Berlea. So that's the inland by Bilam. If he's mekalel Chayisah Yisrael Chasu Shalom, if he's mekalel Chasu Shalom, he's taking out his destroying Chasu Shalom Klal Yisrael, and thereby he's taking in everything. If he's Mevorach as Klal Yisrael, and it's Punkt Faket. Mevorach Klal Yisrael meant that he's emptying out all the Yiddish and Tzoytas that he had, he was giving them all back to Klal Yisrael. And the Taka says, what does the Pasuk say? What happened when he finished? Vayoshev Bilam Lem Koimor. What was left? Achamor. That's what was left. Yoshev Bilam, that's the whole Birr over here. The Malach talks to him. What's the Malach talks to him? Chamora talks to him. The Malach is Megad. Mitzad you, Bilam was boasting that he's Azah Heilig Azach. Your Chamora has more Hasagas than you have. Your Chamora sees the Malach before you see the Malach. Your Chamora is more Ruchni than you are. The Malach is being Machiach, and all your Hasagas is all Geneva. It's all Geneva. Right? All the Kedusha that almost Olam have are all Ganov. They're all Ganov. You're a Ganav, it's not a Ganav. Like a Ganav boasts how much money he has. Same thing. It's not you. You're nothing. It's not you. Your Chamor is more Ruchni than you. So the Meir, therefore, you've got to give back. You've got to give back everything. So that's why you have to be Mevorach Klal Yisrael. He gave everything back until he was emptied out of Kedusha. Go back to your Mokad. So Mordechai Mechudah. Because Midian has Gvaltig and Atoitis in it. Moshe Rabbeinu married a girl from Midian. Right, everything in the world are in there. Yisrael, Yishma Yisrael Kohen Midian. Yisrael was the Kohen. He was the Oyv Davar. He was the priest of Midian. And there was so much kedusha over so many Netzaitis in that. And he was brought back to kedusha. So Bilam came from Midian. He was a Beleam. This week's parasha, he's pilot. When he speaks on, he's Mevorach Klal Yisrael. He's pilot. So that's the connection between the end of the parasha. What was he Yeh Matzliach? Right, Hesiyo Eitza Lebnois Midyon. So normally one thinks Epes Titoyev. Say he was Machshelen. Epes Titoyev at the end. It's not Epes. It's Mamish that Nakuda. Either Boilea or Boilea. So if Chasu Shalom Vayav Nebuch Vayochel Om Lizmais and Bnois Moyov, so everything that he had to give them back, he was now taking back again. Klal Yisrael were pilot. It's the kedusha of the snus with the Bnois Moyov. So pilot everything back again. Pilot everything back, and that it's the same thing. The same thing he lost over there. He gave it all back, and he saw that he can't get it back by mekalelem. So he's going to get it back by having Chasu Shalom Yiddish and Tzoytzis being nifla. So it's mamish the same nekuda. That was the Mechoma in this week's parasha. K'boy le kach polto. why the pasuk says. I mean, Tzvar Shlomo says this. That's why the pasuk says he teaches, you know, kolavi lo yishkav ad yochel teref. The teref is the rapat. Lo yishkav is they don't go to sleep until they say krishma lamita. And we know krishma lamita is the cherev pefius biyodom, right? Kol krishma is kichel cherev bal pefius. The emphasis is that the fio is two pair. The fio is a double pair. Sefer Yetzirah says it's two pairs. There's bris haloshen and there's bris hamor. Bris mila and bris haloshen. Totally ha ba ha. Person's a bal loshen hora. Says chas v'shalom poigim v'bris. Person is shoyim v'bris. He's not a bal loshen hora. It's the same thing. Those are the cherev shtim pefiz beyodah. So krishma is a hatzala, right? Because without krishma chas v'shalom, that's where a person chas v'shalom can be poilet v'alayla. Krishma is the thing. Lo yochel aid. It means another pasuk. Aid is that big letters, Aleph Dalet, from the pasuk of Shema. And that's what he saw. What did Bilam see? And Bilam saw that tznius of Klal Yisrael. Rav Scheim, Sheim Chavonim, saw this nekuda. Sees that there's a chosen. He sees that there's a chosen. There's no pleitus. And that's all of when he saw that, Olam Yadol Levarchim. So Olam Levarchim. What did he see? Olam Yadol Levarchim. He said, oh, now they're shaykh. Why they shaykh the bracha now? Just because he saw that tznius. That's the vote. If they're not poilet, if they're not poilet chas v'shalom, then they belaya back. If they belaya back, now you've got to give them all the. You were belaya so much, now you've got to be poilet. You've got to be poilet all of them. Kaboila kach poilet. You're there, it's a possible chalom to kaparasha. That's a horror. So it comes always in 3 weeks. The whole Indian of Aini Yardamayim. Shlomo always says, right, Toma, Aye Kadesha. Toma said, Aye Kadesha, Ibeinayim. Aye Akadusha. Why is the Kedusha Beinayim? That's the beginning of Kedusha Beinayim. So Bilam saw, Rosh Ein Tzchein, Shomer Shmiris Beinayim, Ein Royev Halev Chaymi, and that's where it all starts from Beinayim. See, the Shmiris Beinayim, they're not Beinayim, It's taking away all the Bliyas that he had been Beinayim. It's all Shidduch. Moyav sees Ra. Rav Shlomo says that Moyav, they already had Ra, and he was scared, that they would get the rest of the other 85, and then there'd be nothing left of them. Yoga Moya, Bipnei Bnei Yisrael, Ki Rav, he said that they've already had taken Rav, it's just another few of Tzotzis, and then all of a sudden don't exist anymore. That's what he was trying to say. That's also why he says, trying to be Oika Uma Chagegas Gimel Rogalim, right? What was the Zach of the Gimel Rogalim? The Zach of the Gimel Rogalim was, Mr. Miklos was a Mokam Kedusha, that's what Klal Yisrael Belea Kedusha. Klal Yisrael Belea Kedusha, right? It was 3 times a year where they recharged. They went to the Mr. Miklos. Mr. Miklos was a Mokam of Kedusha. Mr. Miklos was the Hepech of all that. Hepech of all that, right? Shosh HaKoinim Nechnosim Lech waiting. Thomas Carey has to wait for Har Shemesh till he can eat a coin, till he can eat Truma. It's the Hepech of that. It's the Hepech of that. The Mishnah in Yuma. You know, there's a special mikveh down there. The Kohen was very carried the Laila, used to go down the steps. There's a special mikveh over there. It was a mokum that was free from that whole inyan, because Beis Medrash wasn't a mokum chas v'shalom plita. It was a mokum of bliya. Like we said before, that bezman shebeis hamikdash kaim, all the Yiddish and the tzoytzes were being nivla by kedushas beis hamikdash. That's why Rashi says in the Zayis HaBracha by Zvulun, the merchants buy from him. They went to the beis hamikdash and they all became gay when they saw the beis hamikdash. So it was a mokum and mokum to be belea all the kedusha. So Klal Yisrael went there to the beis hamikdash. Gimel pa'am hashana yirah kol zechucha. Had a re'iyah, that an avua, a re'iyah of kedusha. Hepecha ayin roya lev chaimed. That a re'iyah of their banishlat. The re'iyah of the banishlat of chas v'shalom doesn't cause a plita. Chas v'shalom, the re'iyah of kedusha. So remain that's the mokum. In other words, somebody who's greedy wants to be belea like Bilam. So he has to get there, that's where he has to go. The greedy person doesn't get greedy on the appetizers, he gets greedy on the main dish. The Samigdash was the main dish. So Klal Yisrael will belay everything from Ul Kedusha, from Esa. He's a Bilam, he's a belay. So you want to be Oike, the Gimel Regalim from them, that he should be belay, they should be belay, well, he wants to be belay. That's why he was Oike Zerukman. Said it was Nizgala, that all the Kedusha he has is all Gagazl to Kedusha. Give it all back. Those are all the brachas he gave. He was Megala, so many Megiluyim. Megala, the Rish is going by Malik. Malik is a Shekorcha Baderech, Lashem Keri. all those koiches that try to be niflat, to take kedusha out from Klal Yisrael, to be machshel them, to be poilet in yanam kedusha. Shekorcha baderech vayzanav b'chos is Rashi. There's zayrek as amila, choytech as amila, zayrek and klapimala. So this week's parasha is megala. The reish is going amale. The free sale, the oivet. All these in yanam. All those who are matzila. That everything is coming back in this week's parasha. And that's why he was achris al oivet. He was megala. All giluim of lasa nova. He was a noifel, a gluey naim. His enayim was a noifel. With his enayim, he had big readers with his enayim. Out kidekach, he was Baal HaSoyim. He's shayach to the complete Pagami enayim. Klal Yisrael was zoicha to the Kedushas enayim. And that's the Eini, Tamaz and Av is the Eini Yard HaMayim, Arizal says. Tamaz and Av is the two enayim. Eini Yard HaMayim. These are the weeks of business to Adlaktik in Yonim and the Keret of Kedushas enayim. Kedusha of everything, and that brings back to Ma'asif together all in its sites of Kedusha. And this is what we're doing. This is what we're doing with the parasha of God. This is tough, okay. It says, Ati lachu akol, to Rosh Hashanah, Ati lachu akol. When you talk about hakol, you usually talk about hakol v'negea to gerim. He's a psul kol. Layovei, this one, the Kahal Hashem. Talk about gerim, talk about Klal Yisrael b'yachas to Netzoytzes. Talk about the Kahal Yisrael. Ati lachu akol, it's called through every same. It's calling Kahal, it's a chinas kol over here. Because people are becoming Gerim, he's losing his own nation. A lot of he explains an article Gedank in Bilam. How is he zoich at all these asogas? He's a ganef. How did this guy get so much money? He never worked. Because he robbed the bank. What's the big pella? He himself is an oni v'evri. He robbed the bank, so he's got a lot of money. Bilam was a novel. But he robbed the bank. He robbed Klal Yisrael, so they had all these mitzvot. And anything he tried to destroy, like Klal Yisrael, was only that he should get it. So he was a Beleah. That's what Balak needed. What it needed, somebody who's a professional being Beleah in itself. So that's the Nebuch, that's the tragedy that happened at the end of the parasha. After he gave everything back to us, he went around Kilo, a back door, to try to get the Netzoytzes back again. Pinchas, Zorcha to Kahuna, Beis HaMikdash, was a mock and forget. It was a mock and didn't let any Pelitis Chasa Shalom. It was Kulei Belea, the Kedushin. So Pinchas killed Zimri Ben Soli, because that was a terrible Pelita. And then what was the Scha Amidah Keneged Kula? And he knew it's Bris Yishalom. What's the reason? He became a coin. He was given a coin. Voisle the Zarach of Rich Briskun. Sholem is the middle of the Sot. Kichol Bashamayim Oret, the Ochit Shemayim Ari. Sholem is the middle of the Sot. Koinim was at the beginning of the middle of the Sot. Aaron is middle of the Hoyt. Right? Hoyt comes before the Sot. He bought the Shleimus of Hoyt in order that the next thing, next middle of the Sot, the Kaddish of Kabul, middle of the Sot, the Kaddish. Connection. Well, in Pinchas, we have a Moedim. Yeah. There's no get chasushon. Get crease of Abish throws us to the Umas Oilam, right? Chasushon. So the Eichu is a Hilsa Kalmoni. It's like an Almoni. It's not like chasushon, there's no get creases. Right? First passing in Nachas, there's no get creases. Get creases means Abish has thrown us to the Umas Oilam and they can take everything. Because also he's a Ka'almana, because Be'etzim was still yearning to come back to the Rosh Hashanah. Almana is an Almana, he's died. We're yearning to come back to the Rosh Hashanah. Maybe get him in the Sayom, from Chutzlar, from Goy Shalim, Eshach, to get him. Klal Yisrael, the Rosh Hashanah, it's Kulay, it's not because of Gittin, it's not like Almana, but like Almana, he yearns. He's yearning. It says in Eichel, like, he's yearning for the that yearning, that's the beginning of the Netzoytzes of the yearning. That's the avoid of the Netzoytzes to go to those goyim, because the goyim are the yearning. As soon as you bring them, as soon as you come with them, the Kedushas suddenly feel that they're going out of their minds, and the Netzoytzes are leaving them. has a Netzotzer within that. A person has a Netzotzer of Kedusha, and there's another chance he has a certain yearn inside him. It's that yearning, the chukka, that's what brings a Netzotzer. That's why also Znus has a chukka. That's fleeter than Netzotzer. So the yearning always is mufflet. So the goyim have a yearning, it's mufflet, the Netzotzer back to Klal Yisrael. So the Chas Hashan, the Netzotzer arose, and Znus also comes with a yearning. The yearning brings out the toilet. So these are weeks that we're yearning back in Israel. Any pleaders, Chas Hashem, the Klal Yisrael calls. So we hope through our yearning in these weeks, we hope that the yearning, the chukka brings all the Netzotzer back. It's a shuk. So where we have to. Nachzer le'el. Oh, Yaakov Moshe, gathering together all the Netzotzer. Kohol, Gerim, Yaakov Moshe, Kol Hadas Bnei Yisrael, Eidah Bnei Yisrael. Tov, let's see what the Moshe has. But I'm saying that's also what he says, Kol Hadas Bnei Yisrael. Because Moshe is trying to keep Kol Yisrael together. Yaakov Moshe is Kol Hadas Bnei Yisrael. This is the parasha where when there's a pleat, there's no more Abdullah. It breaks the Abdullah. Havdalah. All the Netzotzer should come back, and this should be Klal Yisrael. And the Goyim, the whole Chukka to Avodah Zorah, the whole Chukka, the real Goya Kilu, the real Chukka to Avodah Zorah, also came from the Netzotzer. Also came from the Kedusha Dikin Netzotzer. Because the Chukka to Avodah Kilu, Avodah Zorah, was a Chukka to be Lachzer L'Mkoyroi. Lachzer L'Mkoyroi. But the Maestro is Mamish Avodah Zorah, so it was a stuck Netzotzer. When this comes up, then that. Like it says, they say tonight, Ishtachavu lekol Elohim. And Kabbalah Shabbos. Why will all the Elohims have been around? The Torah says that going to Avodah Zorah, that's the clipper with the mitzvahs of Kedusha inside. There's a Pesachukah. There was a Chukah to Avodah Zorah. It was a hell of a mitzvah. It was stuck in the clipper, channeled theft to Avodah Zorah. Everything goes back to Makoiroi, then everything goes back. That's why Yaakov Moshe is Kol Hadas Bnei Yisrael. Keep Klal Yisrael together. Anyways. What happens to all the? Where are we taking the tzoy? We're taking the tzoyts from the gashmis. So what happens to all those gashmis? Vayashav bilam and koymoy. What do we say straight after lechadayim? Farach hashoyim vayitzitzu atam hinoi vecha yevedu yizbod. So we're just in a good mood now. Just we're getting so angry about. The Torah says that's the chiluk. Once we've taken out all the tzoyts, what's left? Is goyim and those mishoyim and those who are trying to hide it. Without their netzotzes, that's the shondam adayad, that destroys them. Just like the Yashabol, you had nothing, the Yashabilam Koim, you had nothing left. Once we take out the netzotzes and we see the rishis, in other words, just like those people, Shadis, when you see all those children running back to their parents, crying away how much they miss their parents, then Erish, you see how wicked the kidnappers were. When they're away, they're away. When they come back, when they're reunited, and you see what they were trying to do, those kidnappers, separate a child from their parents. When do you see the Mordi Karishas? And you see the Simcha of their being reunited. Chadoit is the Simcha of being reunited. And what do you say straight after that? Levi, those who show them, oh, they're in for it. Yevecha Yevedi is Bodukal Bayaleon. Then you actually realize the clip of Amalek, the clip of all those who show them. Koilus Maim Rab Madir Mishbarayom. We speak about that. How they try the Koilus of Brokna, how they try the Koilus of Tkiyas and Chatzotis to show how the oil, the Oretz is on its own, the Oretz is on its own, the Oretz is on its own, and those Chatzotis are screaming with Staki. After the Chadei Diyash, that's why we say Mizmor. Chazal said the Mizmor is Lashon Zmira, Zmira Sal Chalisizmor. You break the clipper, that's the whole Psuk of the Zimra, you break all the clippers. Right, what's the clip? It's covering over. Separating. So the Chadoi the Yesh, we realize how big Rishayim they are. Vada, we get angry. Kile Vech Hashem, that you oivim. They were keeping the Shechina Kodesh down here, and they were captured. They captured the Chadoi Yesh. Yevedi Yisbada Kol Tayar. Vada, we're angry. And then after that, that's it. When there's nothing left of the Yom, then it's Kedusha Tahara. That's the Avoda from beginning to the end. Ram Avinu had four doors. Abba Kampus Oretz. Those are the Netzotzer of Katzini Yalchan, Abba Kampus Oretz. It's a shame. It's a shame to Kibbutz Netzotzer. Kibbutz Netzotzer and Abba Kampus Oretz. What was Avraham Avinu doing? He had Rachmanus. What did he have Rachmanus? All the Netzotzer of Kedusha. Is there a Yidin yet? So they won't say it's a kiddush of this time. So the karav now, the karav won't say it's back, the karav won't say it's back. That's all the other solution we're doing, that's what everybody is doing. That's what they're all working on. All the gerim, the guy gerim, the kabbats and tzitzis. Hei rachmanis. That's what it says, if you're merachim on achzarim, it's a terrible thing. So we're not moichel with this going. We're not moichel. Yevedi yisbod the kol pa'al yav. Mustn't be merachim on achzarim. No greater achzarius than ignoring the cry of the mayim ha-tachtoinim. Those who ignore the cry of the mayim ha-tachtoinim, shom dam adayav. Shom dam adayav. So you're not allowed to have rachmanis on Yisrael. You're not allowed to have rachmanis on Amalek. You're not allowed to have rachmanis on Yisrael. They're achzarim. That are rachmanis on achzarim. Kol ha-merachim al-zeh, soif ha-elach, zeh. Governor Melech, these people were chalashim to get Malchus Shemayim back again. Chalashim to get Malchus Shemayim back. Chalashim to get Malchus Shemayim back. Governor Melech is full of zmiris. Full of zmiris, full of tehillim, full of zmiris. Because he was a Melech of Loichim. He was a Melech of Loichim. Loichim, why could he build a Beis HaMikdash? He had dam b'yadayim. Why did he have dam b'yadayim? Because he was angry with this Umas Oilem. He was angry with the Sarim and the Klippas. He was angry with it. The musti, the cries of the Mayim HaTachtoinim. He was angry with them. He was Heilig Adam B'Yadayim. Heilig Adam B'Yadayim. He was a keem of Nisham Dem Adayim. Shlem HaMelech wanted to do it through Chachm, together. Right? They all came, Malka Shva, they all came to Shlem HaMelech. Shlem HaMelech wanted to do it, Nisham Dem Adayim. So he had such a chmanis. He says, Allah Rachman. There's a rachmanis on the tzitz and the tzitz of kedusha. Such a moedig rachmanis, moedig zoch. Yeah, the Yom Shehelfen in these days, Yom Shehelfen. Hashem zoche. Everything should be mishapich. That's in the mishapich. We have to be mishapich. When we mishapich, the gashmi to ruchni. I bring out in the tzitzis, and to bring av from the chodesh av. That's what the Yom Shehelfen is doing. That's what we discussed before. The father gives a punch. When you break something, then you bring out the good to nitzitz. The Rambam's not. It's also a nitzitz of kedusha. Stuck. You want to get it out. So you're gonna have rachmanis for your child. You won't give him a punch. So the nitzitz is crying. What's your son crying about? That's what your son's crying about. Every year wants to be good. The mayim ha-tachtoinim is boichim. You gotta get it out. The makinois that Shem writes on you was a maridik rachmanis. Maridik rachmanis. How did he want to give a get? He wants to give the get motion. He wants to give the get motion. It's a nitzitz that's stuck. The kedusha stuck. You're releasing it. You're helping it. Child for some time is crying. Cries. In other words, they say, which child loves his parent? The parent couldn't care less what the child does. So then the child goes to the tarb's raw. The child's gonna like his parents. He'll hate his parents. His parents don't care. Inside him, something's telling him, I want to be good. I want it to be good. I want you to discipline me. I want you to be mechanech. I want you to be good. Because his mind is mayim ha-tachtoinim boichim. Which tears is a parent looking at? The child's crying, he must have gone and do something wrong. And his parents says, I can't let you go. There's two cries over here. There's a mayim ha-tachtoinim who's crying, Tati, don't let me go. And then there's a mayim coming from the goof that's saying, let me go. Which rachmanis are we having? That's all we have to be careful of. It's all the same nekuda. And that's why also they're saying, when it comes to chinuch yilodim, there's a child comes to the house, and there's a bad influence of the child, and this and that, there's no rachmanis when it comes to these things. I'm telling the child, don't go. Tell the child, you don't go there, you've got to sound like an achzori sometimes. Are you really merachim on the mayim ha-tachtoinim? It's really cool, your achmanis. Av, it's the Eibushter Av, the father's Av is the Lashon Av, father. Eibushter telling us, I'm giving you a patch, I'm just trying to rescue that nitzitz. I'm just giving him, trying to rescue. You're good, Klal Yisrael, I love him, you're good. The parent punishes his child. He mustn't tell the child that you're terrible and that's why I'm giving you a punch. So the child, you're good, you're tzaddik, that's why I'm giving you a punch. So I want to bring it out. You're covering it over. You're pretending that you're not good. I'm glad that you're good. You're a tzaddik. Patch. And then the pshat is, then you bring it out. When you bring it out, it is kulei toiv. And then they appreciate it. And then they like it. Work a tiv tiv there. It brings a whole new insight into Rachmanis. Apparently wants his child to be the best. He wants his child to be good. So, okay, in America they'll tell you he wants the child to be a doctor. He wants to be the best. We're not talking about that. The parent wants the child to be because it's Rachmanis. Who can feel the Maima Tachtoin about the child? The parent can feel the Maima Tachtoin about the child. And the Rachmanis is a Hechra Rachmanis that the parent has on the child. A woman sees things, a mother sees things on the surface. She's not as teeth. She can see other demois. The father can see the real demois. The real demois. And that's how he does to live his life. Everything seeing the demois. So just like you run up to a child, and you see us. So once a picture years ago, I saw a picture once in a newspaper, I can't remember which war it was. But one of the wars where you know, in the midst of a war, an innocent civilian, a little child, you know, lost his parents in the war, I don't know what, ran in. So you see, you know, the big soldier takes the child on his lap. Like, that's my, you know, like in the middle of the war. It's the same thing. We're living in a door where there's a Muhammad over here. Living in a door where there's a Muhammad. That's what Lachim, Chazal say Lachim, it's a Muhammad. It's a Muhammad. Who's going to win? The Nitzitz or the Clipper? Who's going to win? It's a Muhammad. It's in the middle of the war. Everybody, even in Goyish, they have Rachmanis to see something. He too, even if we're living through a Muhammad. Muhammad is so much shvichas domim, so much here, Mabat Ruchni, so much crying, so much shvichas domim. Okay. Yeah. Even a person has a yirida, a person just realizes he must feel the good lachrayis to be mala, is the tzaitzis again. Ein tzadik gvorot doesn't sound like this. Let's the tzaitzis go to the klippa. Person has to see the rachmonis. A mother lets the child die into the street. You know, it's careless. He got kidnapped. So what's the mother going to do? Is going to say shine fafala. Even chas v'sham, there's a matzah where lets the klippa. It doesn't have to be in an extreme case. If a person eats once without a butter, so hungry, he walked into the house and he ate without a extreme case, it's chas v'sham. The person is chas v'sham is poking the bris. Even in every case, the person's realizing the good lachray is to bring it back. It's a little hidden disaster. Tshuva is the biggest tiny to the Boishah. Yipshit is Merachim. Yipshit is Merachim. But Tshuva is something that is stuck so bad, so deep, and it comes back. Azar Rachmanis. You see a mice of Azar Rachmanis. When he comes back, there's nothing more simchadik to the Yipshit. When he did that terrible Yerida, when he became a complete friar, whatever he did, the Rachmanis, the mitzvah was so badly stuck. Like a parent, the child is kidding, and he sees, you know, now he gets scared, and now he hears that he's been kidnapped to this country. Dechi el dechi. And the Rachmanis just gets more and more. And then they find him somewhere in the end of Africa. The Rachmanis was so terrible. And that's the simcha when he comes back, is so much greater. And it's a bigger rush, and he became wrong, and this and that, the biggest you read and one you have. When he comes back, it's a simcha. Even more simcha than a void of the tzaddik would be more. All from the same chuva. So Rachel knew the Eibishter. Rachel knew the Eibishter. He knew that with Rachmanis you can get very far from the Eibishter. And she says, Mani kolech mevechi. Rachel is the middle of Malchus. The middle of Malchus is the middle where that's where all the klippas were. The middle of Malchus. The lowest sphere. The Shechina of the Holy Kus. The Tzadik is Shechina, the Tzadik of this world. Malchus. She cried, I can't stop. He waited till they cried. I mean, he cried. He cried. He cried. He cried. He cried. He cried. cry. He didn't want to tell them. And he acted like an achzor on them. And he cried again, and he cried again. Until he couldn't keep himself there. He was being Isaac of Eil Mardi. He needed the brothers in the tribe. He needed the Kedushas, Moira, and the Blias. It's a Kamat. Called Abba Shiyama Be'esh. How do you get the Blia out of an Eish? Be'esh of Kedusha. He also was a Mardi Kamarachim. Mardi Kamarachim. He cried and he cried and he cried. Binyamin is something, Shalai Tom Chet. Five people, Shalai Tom Chet. Needed was Kedusha. So many Netzaitzis that needed an extra Kedusha to take out. Yosef was living in Mitzrayim with the Moed Garchman. He saw all the Netzaitzis in Mitzrayim. He saw Pachadek Abchiyah. Pachadek Abchiyah. So stuck in Mitzrayim. It's real bad. Stuck in Mitzrayim. Stuck in the Erebus Lawrence. Yeah, there's a terrible Rachman. He knew to bring the Tzadikim. He knew to bring the Tzadikim. Until they all came. And then he bust out. Everything's Rachmanis, everything's Rachmanis. The deeper person sees this avoid in Abriya, the more Rachmanis he has in Abriya. How much like a person is Rachmanis? Rachmanis of a child, Rachmanis of every Yid. A Yid, somebody has Rachmanis of every Yid. Kadi Emes sees a Yid, he can make a wedding with him. My wife wants to go out, the cousin wants to go out. Sort of Moshe Bebes inside, now he's jumping onto something. The fellow looked so bad, he was too old. And you know, Moshe was like twice the height of him, he had a long ponytail. And he used to ask them whether they eat, no, he's sweet. He said, eat. You know, earrings, you know, I wouldn't go anywhere near such a person. And the Mamish of Moshe asked him to put tefillin on. He didn't put tefillin on. I asked him again, he didn't put tefillin on. And Mamish, you know, I was leaving the coast of Masur, I met my wife, I said, you have to come and see this. And Moshe Mamish chased him, like, you know, he jumped on him to give him a hug. You know, like how do you love such a person? You know, like, Tzadok Emes loves such a person. Why? Fakir, the more terrible he looks, the more Rachman is deeper than Nitzitz. Right? So he can see the Nitzitz. I mean, the Nitzitz is so stuck. I didn't tell you the pill the Kamaisis he had for putting tefillin on people by the coast. He was telling you, Pacha the Kamaisis, like a person who puts tefillin on. And he puts the tefillin on, and he bursts out crying. And he those people kept crying. Didn't know what they were crying about. You know, what they were crying about. We know what they were crying about. It's a gilu in the Rabbah Tachanan Baruch. He did a mitzvah at last. The mitzvah tefillin, it's choyder into the goof. There's an oyer and there's a mitzvah. So they need to close the Gemara. You know, and because of Mirai Brahmanas, Chassid learning, his child's been kidnapped, Chassid Shalom. Close the Gemara and run. So the game is filled up with every single child. Now, Travis, it's the answer this week. He felt it with every toll. He told the Yid. He felt it with every Yid. I told you the story of the famous Meister. The famous Meister, whatever. There was a big snugget there, whatever, to come back to the neighbor, because his son went off. Became a friar. That's a long story. He gets to Chabad in Tel Aviv. They brought him back to Yiddish. So he felt very bad. He was a big snugget. He traveled, he went to there. It was a famous story, but the Yid himself told him, Moshe Veva told me the Meister. It's a Pacha de Kamaisa Moshe. Hello? Coming soon. Yeah. He went to the Babu Shalom. He flew to America. The neighbor Akhil Kayid, little sheet from the neighbor. And he asked Mechila from the Rebbe. So the Rebbe said to him, on the Mechila, the Rebbe said, How do you feel when he went off? He said it was worse than dying. Kilo, he felt like davening that child should die. Mutav over here, over there, he said, it's the worst feeling in the world. So what was your feeling when he came back? Kol kesev is osher moila, can't. There was every Yid in the world, from I feel that feeling, I care that pain. Every Yid in the world that comes back, I feel that tzlach. That's the Rebbe answer. Tzadik Emes, Achmanus. Why did the father feel bad? You see, fully, you got to tell him because he's full of chilonim. Mitakev should cry for Achmanus. But a person, his own child, he feels like somebody feels that we're all kindled from the same Av. It's like a tragedy when you have to go to, I don't understand if you pass, but I don't know, you go to a friar's street. It's a tragedy, it's a mamshah tragedy, it's a mamshah taka to cry. But this Yid felt it when his own son went down. Tzadik Emes sees the same nitzas for everybody. He sees the Ma'am and Tachtoinim in every single Eid. What's his Tzabrach and Kaitz? Not just the Eid, not the Kaim Torah mitzvahs. He sees the nitzas crying away. He sees the nitzas crying away. The Simcha of the Chadoidi, when he comes back, it's Tzadik Emes in the way of the Eid. Why not can I put that? That's all the Baruch Shem is prepared to do anything just to get a Yid to do tshuva. It doesn't have to be, you have to be the best shliach, you have to be shulchan aruch, there'll be a few mistakes in the way. Just go, bring another Yid back. You're so desperate. You know, a father loses, a child gets kidnapped, so he's going to say, well, you know, and try everything. You know, this level, try everything. Nobody will tell him, you already tried two things, you couldn't get it. Forget it. Yeah, listen. Just go, just try, just do whatever it is, just bring it back. Tzadik Emes feels it. So the Rebbe had a lot of snarkies. I mean, not as not, there's only snarkies. That's the way you makarim people, that's the way you do that. He wasn't going to, you know, teach each shliach arachel ke shulchanach, and meanwhile, another million Eden are going to be misboiled. Go and save an neshama. The parents, child kidnapped, are going to decide which for a whole week which way is better. Right, you get on the phone straight away. Right, sit back, talk about it. Phone this, take this. I can't. He ran out in the street himself. Go and look for his child. You don't know where he is. Couldn't care less. I'm just going. That's the way he was. That's the way the Rebbe was. You see, a lot of sikhs, a lot of people have been by him. That's mamish the way he used to speak. You know, some people. What about your shliach? What about your shliach? What's going to happen to him? I said, look, the Makaram people said, well, you know, he said once a vote. He says, Shas is being poilet. Shas is serious, being poilet, it can't be Balea. He says, when they're Oisak being poilet, the toy from the Raj, so they can't be Balea. But he took a lot of risks, he took a lot of those. He sent Shluchim to all over the place, all over the world, to the worst places. They were half ready, they were completely ready to go, half ready to go. He took casualties on the way. That's the way he looked at it. Looked at, you know, when there's a Muhammad, against the Sijrach, that's the way you have to fight. That's what Tzadik Emes, Der Rachmanis, that we eat. He used to cry, he used to go up to Samigdosh, and the Golas of Shechinim had a table. I never heard somebody screaming at him. Saying, Kol Darsh, like Nibnu Bisamigdosh, Kielu Nechra of Biyomov. He didn't say Kielu Nechra, he said Kielu Kach Lokach. He never used to say the word Tumah, he used to say Hevacha Tahara. He didn't say the word Bet Cholim, Chabad call the hospital, Beis Rafua. He doesn't say the word Choyle, he didn't say negative words. He says, right, so just imagine a Yid, he's got a heart of stone, stand by the Bits of English, never get kert a belt, he would turn the world upside down to say the Bits of English. Zokten teira hiro b'chayim, ker a belt, hein, screamed. In other words, he's saying, kol do shalim nivne k'ilu nechrav, k'ilu nechrav b'yomov, take the most horrid to Yid, watch them destroying the ancient Bits of English, he would turn the whole world upside down. So the Torah teaches us, turn the world upside down, today! He was so desperate. He knew the Mashiach, the Mashiach problem. He needs to bring Mashiach. His tzipia, his tzipia. You know, he can't isolate this problem, cause that problem. It should bring Mashiach. Also, I don't talk about Mashiach. This one to Mashiach. I'll be the Rebbe to Mashiach. You know, I've built the tzipia. Built the rachmanis and klal Yisrael. Built the rachmanis and shkina kedusha. That's the Rebbe. See, go. You know, he couldn't take it. The Ger Rebbe was once by him. And the Ger Rebbe told him that they have a mind to carry rock, carry. What do you do when they finish their rosh? So they go back and they do it again. They go back and do it again. When there's hundreds of kahilos, they don't have rabbanim. You know, like people used to talk to, you know, what, go? Just go, just move, just go. He couldn't take the fact that, you know, that, and he's now she's salty. And you learn hayra. What do you do when you finish hayra? Learn hayra again. Or do you finish learning the second time? Learn it the third time. So what? You should learn hayra till you're 70 and then go up and start like lama. You know hayra, go out. His tzipia is the whole all the kiruv that there is in the world today. Like when he became Rebbe, his because everyone is in America, everyone's closed doors. I remember Moshe Wolfson. Moshe Wolfson said, you know, nobody let the children go play in anybody's house. I'm saying a few Elchidim that were left in America, they closed the doors. Close the doors, and, you know, don't go out on the streets. Came along a man, says, just go, you know, just send these people all over the place. It's a revolution. Makhaberova said, he remembers then how people were saying, what? Gayness, isn't it? And today, he said, all the people, everyone's doing the same. You know, there's Lake Koil in Baruch Hashem, everyone. Everyone's doing Moridik Avoida. He was Pesach, that Shah. He was Pesach, that Shah, and Chuva to Peshatoyr, and Tarasameach, and Saskin, and Bali Afeira. It was the worst thing in the world. They're Tumma, they're Goyim. That's how everyone looked at that. After the day you want to rebuild the Yiddishkeit, tear away from them. They're Goyim. Every Friday there's a Goyim. That's what the world was saying 40 years ago, 50 years, whatever, so when he came to the. He said, oh, he goes to the car, and today it makes a lot of sense. And everybody tries to say the same thing. And everybody's got their own ingrunim. Baruch Hashem, everyone's mitzliach, and everyone's necessary. But he was the one who said that first. And he was the one who sent them first. He was Pesach, the Shvil. He was Pesach, the Shvil for and even though the now. You can't say some people have it through in, some through everything there. Kulam Ahovim, Kulam Barurim. But that Musug, that was him. That was the Tzadik Emes of the door. Couldn't take. When Shvei came to America, when Riyadh came to America, Shvei came on the cruise, the Alta Lagula, the Alta Lachuba, the Alta Lagula. Anyway, so again, you know, people were snagging with this and that. People said he's trying to say some Shia. So in Riyadh, Esther Zaydim, his son in law, was repping in the gas from there, Zach. It was mischamic. Stress is long and hairy. Zog. So he says this, he's saying that the real kid about the real, he's trying to make himself a Mashiach, isn't it? Stress is, just gefährlich, the beam is already to Mashiach. B'nai Menachem said, he took Mashiach out of the freezer, B'nai Menachem said.
Well, what was the answer
there yet? Abim is already for Mashiach. Don't make them what they're saying. Abim is already for Mashiach. Then we spoke about Nobi. People have given up after the Holocaust. It's the end, you know, that's the end. You know, again, the whole Hashkofa of coming to America is become an American. You know, if you become an American, you're safe. You know, no, American, you know, the whole Shrach of. Noch a rega in Golas. I used to cry. I've heard it, I've seen it in videos. I used to cry. He was talking about something completely different. And then he spoke about Mashiach. He burst into crying. He couldn't carry on. It's a fear. 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 Noch a rega in Golas. Nein, kenne sein noch a rega in Golas. Kenne sein noch a rega. Noch zwei Wochen in Golas. And then, you know, like, here in Eretz Yisrael, there's somebody, you know, by giving back the Golan and not giving back the Golan. Not giving back the Golan. So I'm not saying, whatever, but God will hear us as well. He says, you know, what's next to China? Let them give back the Golan. We've been without the Golan for 2,000 years, we'll be another 2,000 years without the Golan. The person didn't mean what he was in. You ever heard that he gave a whole sikh, and he came and in another 2,000 years, the state of Mashiach would come and Yarachim is Gebulcha. And the Yarachim is Gebulcha that will have, and Mashiach is coming every single rega, and called rega, the rega, we're going to have this one. How can somebody say that noch 2,000 years? The other one didn't mean it, you know what I mean? But somebody who's Sapir is called Rega Varega, and we're going to be without the Golan, because when Mashiach comes, we'll have the whole Eretz Yisrael. So we're going to be without the Golan, not 2,000 years, because Sapir was Mamash Rega Larega. Mamash Rega Larega. Mamash Rega Larega. He bought that into the rear. You should realize that Sapir, anybody has Sapir today, all comes from Sapir. You know, it's nice to finish, because Zochas Amin, but Sapir is Meher Amin, it's a Gewiz. The second lead to Pia. Tell people all the sikhs, Hashem is saying, Chas v'shalom, Lenda for Golas, Morgan, Chas v'shalom, Mashiach, Mishkipurim by Morgan. So then, you know, there'll be this and this Chas, Mifza tomorrow, whatever. Everything is Chas v'shalom. One of the sikhs I was to Vea. Pull your hair out from Pachad. Pachad, I don't know how you speak about the Gula. One year he came and said, every year Gimel Thomas, he speaks. Last year spoke to Bnei Brak, a big thing. This year, I mean, the youth after Shachos of Davening, Shlomo Tzuka told me, you know, Tzuka, the two brothers, he told me that. He said that a few years ago he went to the Rebbe by the Dollar and he's coming to Eretz Yisrael. He wants to have a year without speaking. He wants to stop speaking. He wants to come a year, he's coming to Eretz Yisrael. you know, whatever he has to do his avodah, without speaking and inshallah shudas and inshallah sachamonis and got it. So he came to the Rebbe, to the dollar, before he was going. And he said, going to ask the Rebbe. He said, the Rebbe, he didn't say anything to the Rebbe yet. The Rebbe gave him $2. Thus his father, the Rosh is in Eretz Yisrael. Without saying anything. And thus his father, this is father, the Messiah, and thus his father, the Rosh is in Eretz Yisrael. But yes, it says, Pseh Zazach. And, you know, so he said, he realized this, you know, it wasn't his avodah to stop. He says, now he's getting older. He said, the Rebbe said, yeah, you know, he's not here anymore. He can't get Pesha also. He's not with his, there's no Pesha Hitler anymore. So who cares? It's a fear for the Gula. Helegis Machmosha, people weren't allowed to play in the streets. They're shuffling until Mashiach comes. So kids weren't allowed to play in the streets. Any noise you heard from the streets is on Mashiach. Sounds funny to us, but that's the way it should be. He's mama, but he's not mitzape, he doesn't yearn, he's a mean and he's a koifa bit. Rachmanis. You have a house though, the Shekhinah HaKadosh doesn't have a house. It's Rachmanis. You're Marachim. It's Chasna. You're Marachim. It's all Rachmanis. The Ma'am Tachdani was crying and crying and crying. He was waiting for Rachmanis. It's going to be more than a fear. The Gula comes. Which is why doesn't the person more Sake? Why doesn't the person more Marachim? The Shekhinah HaKadosh. Why don't you Marachim on the Ma'am Tachdani? So what can we do? You eat with a safe at the table. Can't say Marachim on the Shekhinah HaKadosh. Eat with a safe at the table.